everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we'd like for you to be a part of it. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial if you have a question or something you'd like to talk about. Call right now, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, what is this Bible all about? What are we going to learn when we open up its pages? And there's so many people that are confused that the Bible is just so hard to understand that they just put it on the shelf and say, you know, maybe someday in the future I'll be able to understand it. And I think we need to start with some premises, and we've talked about these premises all month. The first one being that the Bible really is the story of Jesus. It is God's testimony concerning his son. So when we go in the Old Testament or the New Testament, we're going to find out more about Jesus Christ. We're going to find out in the Old Testament some promises about his coming, where he was going to be born, and all of those details about his life. We're going to see some of his mission. Isaiah 53 really spells out the fact that he was going to take our sins upon himself so that we could be redeemed. We're going to learn a lot about Jesus in the Old Testament. And then in the Gospels, we're going to see his life and actually meet him as he walked this earth and ministered and prayed and healed and did all the things that he did. And then at the end of those Gospel accounts, we're going to see this good news story enacted. We're going to see the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and then the ascension. Those are the four elements of the good news. And then in the rest of the New Testament, we're going to see what this good news really means to us. We're going to see a full explanation as to why Christ died, why he was buried, why he was raised back to life, and why he ascended into heaven to take the right hand of God the Father, to be seated at that very spot, and what that means to us, not only as far as our eternal destiny is concerned, but as far as our day-to-day practical living out as children of God. So that's the makeup of the Bible. So it's in the beginning God, at the very end, and may the grace of God be, or may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. And so we have to realize that it's a story about Jesus, and it's told through the grace of God from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. So in the Old Testament, we see pictures of grace. We see them in a lot of the Jewish festivals, the Passover. Oh my gosh, what a picture of grace that is. The grace that was given to us in Christ, that was poured out in Christ Jesus in his death. We see the Exodus. What a story of grace that is. I mean, Paul really looks at that story, and that becomes the backdrop of his great letter to the Romans when he says that we've been baptized and placed into Christ's death and into his burial and into his resurrection. He has this Exodus story in mind, the release of the Israelites from Egyptian control into the promised land where they can experience a new way of living. And so we see these pictures of grace, and they find their fulfillment and their real substance in Christ Jesus. So the Bible really is the story of Jesus. It's the story of grace from beginning to end. Now, Peter put it this way in his first letter, and I love, love, love this passage. Did you get that? I love this passage.
Sounds
it's,
like it.
It's 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 10, concerning this salvation. Man, that just speaks volume right there. Concerning this salvation. This isn't a little matter. This isn't just a little issue. This is your salvation, eternal destiny, your salvation here and now. Concerning that, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours. So what did the prophets of old prophesy about?
Grace.
The grace that was to be yours. It was your grace. that was given to you in Christ Jesus. That's what they talked about. That's what they wrote about. It says, they searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. So the Holy Spirit was bringing the story of Jesus to the people through the prophets. Mm-hmm. Now, it was a story of grace. It talked about the sufferings of Christ. It talked about the subsequent glories that we're going to share in, that we're going to experience. We're going to be with Christ in his glory. Oh, my. Yeah. And then it says it was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you. That's you. Wow. If you're listening to my voice right now, it's you.
Yeah.
They were serving you. And the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you. So the good news has been preached to you. Maybe it's your pastor. Maybe it's the basic gospel ministry. Maybe it's a book that you've read. Maybe it's a friend that has announced the good news to you. Christ died for your sins according to scriptures. He was buried, and on the third day he was raised according to scriptures. All of this just for you, for your yes. benefit, for your new life, so that you could be saved. So this good news was preached to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. So the story of Jesus is not a man-made story. It comes from God. He is the one who sent Jesus the Son into this world. He is the one that said that only through Christ can we have life. And the Holy Spirit has made this known to us. And so it was preached to us by someone through the power of the Holy Spirit. And he says to conclude this, things into which angels long to look. Yeah. Angels will never experience the grace of God like you and me. They're just created for a purpose,
yeah.
and they carry that out.
They get to observe it, but
That's
they don't
right.
get to live it quite the
That's
same
exactly
way.
That's exactly right. But boy, when they see us, the sons and daughters of grace, they ooh and awe and think, wow, if I could just experience this. So the story of the Bible is the story of Jesus told through the words of grace. We see it in the old, we see it in the new. Now, there's this old covenant called the law,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people like to make a division that law was from the beginning all the way to the cross, and then at the cross, everything changed, and it became grace. Well, that's not how the Bible
No.
is put together. That's not how the story is told. Law simply served a purpose so that grace could reign in our lives. It was preparatory, preparing our hearts to receive the one who is full of grace and truth. So the prophets of old knew that. They knew it wasn't about law. They knew it was about grace. Why? Because they knew it was about Jesus and a salvation that only he could bring and deliver to you and to me.
And that is good news, friends. I'd love for you to join in the conversation right now. Let's talk about it. If you have some other topic, that's fine too. 844-322-2742. If it's 9 minutes after 3 Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want you to be a part of it, as I said. 844-322-2742. And speaking of good news, Bob and Richard have worked together on a phenomenal resource that we're making available to ministry supporters in the month of January. It tells the story of real hope and shares the truth that lasting change is found only in our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a 14-CD series called It's All Yours. Request your copy when you support Basic Gospel in January. Just click donate at basicgospel.net. Of course, in Canada, donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. You can also use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal to make your contribution in the month of January. We'd love for you to partner with us and receive your copy of It's All Yours. Well, once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. And in the meantime, guys, a question through Facebook from Sophia. please recommend a Bible that is easier to read and study. I love the King James Version and trust it, trust little else, but it could save time and make reading more efficient for my son, who is especially impatient.
Well, we get that question quite a bit, yes. Don't we, Richard? And the King James Version is one of the first that really was widespread. It continues to be widespread, and there's many people that think that's the only version to read, but that's not true. There are other great versions that are available to us today. And I think it's important to find one that you will actually read, that you're not going to stumble over as far as the language is concerned. I read the English Standard Version most often. That's what I use on the radio broadcast. We've used the New International Version in the past, and that's an easily readable translation. There's the New Living Translation that's probably... Yes. The most fun to read. It's so easy. It's clear. It's understandable. So we recommend all three of those. Richard, you do a lot of study out of the New American Standard Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a word-for-word translation, trying to keep as close to the original language and trying to pick one word for every word in the original.
Yeah.
It's a little difficult, but
yeah, it's not a fun read,
yes.
But it's precise. When I just want to read for fun, English Standard, New Living Translation, NIV, any of the more thought for thought views of translation that are out there. The great news is there's just so many translations. Pick one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Pick one. And then, you might as well pick all of them.
Yeah.
If you can, why not have an ESV? Why not have an NIV? Why not have a King James Version? Why not have the New King James Version? And if you're reading one and you think, gosh, I'm not sure exactly what the writers are trying to say here, well, look it up in a different version,
mm-hmm.
and compare the two. And maybe you use a third one and you look at that. And I think you're going to see... through in using all of these different versions, what's going to emerge is really a deep understanding and a deep conveyance of what the writers are trying to say to us.
Yes.
And then as you're reading, always rely upon the Holy Spirit to give you the meaning. These things are revealed to us. We're not going to ascertain the meaning of the Bible through our own intellect, through just general academic tools that we would use for other things. This is God stuff, and these are the thoughts of God. These are the attitudes of God. These are the actions of God. And for us to truly understand it, we need the power of the Holy Spirit, the teacher himself, to guide us into all truth and to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them known to us. So whatever translation you're using, read it in dependence upon the Holy Spirit to teach you the meaning. And I think this word of God will just come to life for you with that with that as your approach to reading the Bible.
And this is one of those areas where the online tools we have these days, both on computers and on mobile devices, are such a blessing, because you can check out all these versions and not spend a penny.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at them. You can get a feel for them. Which ones speak to you? How do you go back and forth among them? And then if you hit on one or two that are really your favorite, then you can buy it.
Yeah.
And really mark it up and do whatever you do in the ways you study. But these apps these days are incredible.
Yeah, that YouVersion app is just phenomenal. It just is phenomenal. It has every translation, I think, known to man. Probably.
Yes, and we've actually provided some reading plans for the YouVersion Bible app, one called Simply Grace, one called The Power of Prayer. We have another one on freedom. So there's great resources just within that app, and we've helped provide some of those resources.
Yes,
so we're grateful for that partnership that we have with YouVersion to help people really take a deep dive into the Word of God and understand it as the story of Jesus and a story of God reaching out to us in grace to save us from our sins and from death, and to give us abundant life here and now.
Sophia, I hope that's a help to you and to your son as he goes into the Word of God and allows the Holy Spirit to speak to him through the words and the pages of the Bible. Well, again, 844-322-2742. If it's quarter past the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, it's still live, and we'd still love to hear from you. Open lines right now, 844-322-2742. And Bob, a question from Texa, who listens and views on Facebook again. This goes back to something you were talking about at the outset of the broadcast, the difference between the old and the new. A little bit different question. She says, we live under grace, not law. Does that mean that the Old Testament is not working?
No, it means the Old Testament did work. It means
yes,
the law
exactly
worked.
Exactly as designed.
If you are under grace, it's because the law worked in your life. The law was designed by God. This is on a spiritual plane. It was designed by God to show you your need for Jesus. It was a tutor. It was there to prepare your hearts to receive Jesus. So we know we need to know that we're sinners. We need to know that we need to be saved. Mm-hmm. If we don't know we need to be saved, we're not going to look for a Savior. But
right.
when
no.
we know that, then we're crying out for help. We're crying out for mercy. And when that gospel message hits, our hearts are prepared to receive, to open mm-hmm. up and receive the living Christ. So if you're under grace, it's because the law has done its work. The law has pointed you to the person who could save you. So it's like my mom several years ago. She went in for a heart catheterization. And when they did the test, immediately they said, hey, you're in trouble. You need surgery. And so they wheeled her from where she got the test down to the operating room. She didn't have time to brush her hair or put on lipstick or anything. She
yeah.
just went to the operating room so that they could operate on her heart. Now, it was that catheterization that showed her need. Mm-hmm. And that's the law. That's what the law does. It shows us our need. But once it's done that, it's done its work. That's its purpose. That's what God designed it to do. It can't fix us. It can't impart life. It can't make us righteous. The New Testament is very clear on that.
Yes.
And when we try to live up to the law, it becomes very clear for us. Why? Because we feel guilty. We feel condemned. We feel fearful under the law. Why? Because we can't live up to it. So when we learn that, then we know, hey, I need somebody to save me. I need somebody to take me out of this mess that I'm in. I need somebody to make me new. Well, that somebody is Jesus. So once we know our need, once we turn to Jesus, then the law has done its work, and the law steps aside. It gives way to Jesus to take over, to be in charge, to lead us and guide us by His Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So, no, the Old Testament continues to tell the story of Jesus. Mm-hmm. When we're saved and when we put on the lens of the new covenant or the lens of grace, boy, that Old Testament becomes very clear as to what God was doing through the nation of Israel for you and me.
Dex, I hope that's a help to you as well. And friends, I want to remind you that we have a wealth of resource that is available to you on the Basic Gospel app and on online, basicgospel.net. Just click the resources link, drop-down menu at
yes.
The resources
yes.
drop-down menu at basicgospel.net. And you'll find everything right there on the online store. Just, as I said, a wealth of resources to aid your spiritual growth and maturity in the Lord Jesus.
Let's go to Marietta, Georgia, and talk to our good friend Don. Hi, Don. You're on Basic Gospel.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. Good to listen to you.
Hey, Don.
Hey, you guys were touching on the Bible translations, and that's one area I've did some study in. And you know, for all those guys that are looking, you know, for the right translation for them, I'd just like to say all the translations you guys mentioned, there is no substantive differences between any of them. and don't let anybody tell you different. There's not a New Age Bible out there that's going to keep people from Christ. You know, all the essentials of our faith are taught in all of those translations. I would say except one, except for the New World Translation, which some may be familiar with. But the rest of those translations teach faith alone and Jesus alone, and don't let anybody tell you different.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Don.
Good input.
These biblical scholars who, you know, devote their entire lives to translating, to giving accurate translations, you know, they do a fantastic job. And we have to rely on the fact that God has been the one preserving the story since the very beginning. And it's interesting, you know, there's manuscript debate. So there's the manuscripts that the translators use to translate the Word of God into the King James Version. Most of those are dated around 1000 A.D. Well, with the finding of the Dead Sea Scrolls and a lot of other archaeological finds, we found manuscripts that were much closer to the original times, I think in the second century. And when you look at those two findings, there's not a lot of difference there. You see a few things. You see a few things added here and there. But for the most part, it's exactly the same. And so they've assembled all of these, and they've come up with ways to use those to interpret and bring the Word of God to people, and not only the English language, but every language.
Yeah.
I mean, we think and say, you know, there's only the English Bible. And we have to realize, no, these translators are bringing it to people in every language. And that's exciting that every person has the opportunity to read the Word of God and to be instructed by the Holy Spirit of God as to what the Word of God actually means. Mm-hmm. And whenever that happens, whenever anyone is instructed by the Holy Spirit of God, then regardless of the language that they've read the story in, they all come to the same conclusion, that Jesus is Lord, that he died to take away our sins, that he was raised from the dead, and through faith in him, we can have life everlasting, and we can experience that life here and now through the new covenant. That's what every single person is going to come to who is reading the Word, regardless of the translation, regardless of the language, under the influence of God's Spirit.
Yes.
And that's the very thing that unites us and that binds us together as one people of God. That's good news.
Sure is.
So we have to realize that God is the author. He moved men to write this by his Spirit. He wrote a story about his Son and the grace that he was going to pour out on us through his death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah.
That's why this is good news.
That is good news, as you hear each day right here on Basic Gospel. We love hearing from Don and Texa and Sophia and all of those of you who write or call to pose a question and just interact with us here at Basic Gospel. A quick reminder that as you click donate at basicgospel.net or use any of the other means of making your January gift, be sure to request your 14 CD series called It's All Yours. It's our gift back to you for supporting this message of God's love, grace, and life that you hear daily on Basic Gospel. Again, just click donate at basicgospel.net or use the Basic Gospel app, or you can donate through PayPal. And of course, in Canada, as always, you can donate through basicgospel.net/Canada. Keep in mind, too, that our listener line is open all hours, so you can voicemail any question that comes to mind at any time. That number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Or send your question by email to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all this great ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.